Now for the meter attack, something completely different then. We're now saying that we're looking at a nitro group, which is mesh directing on the ring. We use exactly the same electrophile, NO2+. Remember, it doesn't matter on the nature of the electrophile, this is all about what's already on the ring. So, the NO2+ comes in the meta position. We generate three resonance structures. The nitro group in the bottom one comes in the para position. We generate three resonance structures. So there's no difference in the number of resonance structures here. The only difference is in the meta root, we put a plus onto the positions which are directly adjacent to the group already sitting on the ring and the position down the bottom. Okay. In the case of the para, we put the plus onto the atom sitting exactly below the group attached to the ring. Now, this is not a good position with a meta-directing group because these groups will typically carry a slightly positive charge on them, and so you've just put a positive next door to a delta plus. That creates a high energy resonance form, and these things are resonance structures, so it's just like the transition metal things, these are degenerates, so that takes the energy of all three of these things up relative to the meta root, where you don't have a plus sitting next door to the delta plus. Okay, so that's the rationale for going down the meta pathway, is because the para ortho pathway has got a higher energy. How about that one? Got the idea? So it's simply that the NO2+ on the ring is carrying a delta plus on the nitrogen. Remember, if we put a carboxyl group on the ring, COOH, then that C has got two oxygens attached for it. So again, the C carries a delta plus. Okay, so that's the deal with these meta-directing groups. They're electron deficient, the atom that's actually sitting on the ring.